In world news, the Republican Party's presumptive nominee in the U.S. presidential campaign, Donald Trump, is to meet the powerful gun lobby group, the NRA, following the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando on Sunday. He said they'll discuss possible restrictions on the sale of guns to terror suspects. But such a move would put him in opposition to members of his own party. The NRA has also said that restrictions like bans on gun purchases by people on watch lists are ineffective, unconstitutional, or both. For more on this, I'm joined now by our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Now, first of all, Simon, obviously it's going to be a test of Donald Trump's powers of persuasion when he meets the NRA. How much really is at stake here?
It certainly is, Barrett, going to be a test of his powers of persuasion, and it's far from clear that he can make any headway. It's worth saying that there was some surprise to this suggestion that Donald Trump put forward in the early hours of the morning here on Twitter, that he intends to sit with the NRA, the National Rifle Association, the most powerful, best-funded pro-gun lobby group here in Washington, D.C., and talk to them about this notion of what is known here as no-fly, no-buy. That's basically a move that President Obama has endorsed. It's backed by a large number of Democrats up on Capitol Hill, to change the law so that if you're on a no-fly zone, if you're a no-fly list, if you are considered too dangerous by the U.S. government to be allowed to board a commercial airliner, you should also, therefore, not be allowed to purchase a weapon. The president and many Democrats argue that's a common sense change that everybody could agree ought to be made, but Republicans and the NRA have been steadfastly opposed to that change. Donald Trump indicated that he wants to sit down with the NRA, which only endorsed him for the presidency just about 10 days or so ago, and try to get them to change their mind on the matter. Well, even before that meeting appears to have been officially scheduled, the NRA put out a statement saying, "We are happy to meet with Donald Trump. The NRA's position on this issue has not changed." It goes on to say that the NRA believes that terrorists should not be allowed to purchase firearms, and anyone on a terror watch list should be thoroughly investigated by the FBI and the sale of a weapon delayed while the investigation is ongoing. Now, that's different, of course, than simply saying, if you're on a no-fly list, you should also be on a no-buy list. And the statement ends by accusing President Obama and his allies of preferring to play politics with this issue, but it would seem that to some extent Donald Trump wants to play politics with this issue as well. The NRA's response so far that it has no intention of joining the game.
Clearly, the Republicans in Congress have also said no to Donald Trump, or have said that they don't really stand by this particular issue the way he has raised it. How are Republicans likely to respond to him? He's once again showing how little control the party has over him.
Well, he is on this fairly narrow issue, but I have to say he did make a speech a few hours ago in Atlanta in which he was basically throwing raw meat at the Republican orthodox group of congressmen, because in that speech he didn't reference this idea of sitting down and trying to negotiate with the National Rifle Association. He focused on the aftermath of the Orlando massacre. He spoke again about his view that it's important to suspend immigration from places where acts of terrorism emanate, because you don't want people coming to the country and using it as a base to launch attacks against U.S. citizens. And he went on to claim that if only the revelers at the Pulse nightclub down in Orlando had themselves been armed, they would have had an opportunity to kill gunman Omar Mateen, and the death toll would have been substantially lower, and some of those people caught up in that horrific massacre in the Orlando nightclub might themselves now be alive. Now, that's much more a reflection of Republican orthodoxy on gun control and the reasons why there shouldn't be any, and why Americans should be allowed to buy weapons to protect themselves, than that singular tweet that Mr. Trump put out, suggesting that on the slightly narrow issue of this no-fly list and turning it into a no-buy list, he might be willing to engage in a conversation with the NRA.
Beyond Mr. Trump, have there been any other signs in the last 24 hours that the Republicans might be shifting on the issue of guns?
No, not really. I mean, there has been some activity up on Capitol Hill, but not by Republicans, by Democrats. Senators from Connecticut, you'll remember that it was in Connecticut where the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre took place in December 2012. They suddenly basically seized the floor of the United States Senate and said they were going to engage in a filibuster. That's where members of Congress get an opportunity to stand there and talk for as long as they can continue standing and articulating words in order to try and push their fellow lawmakers to do something over gun control. So that filibuster on the floor of the Senate has been underway for several hours. Democratic Party leaders up on Capitol Hill expressed very little confidence that they were going to be able to do any kind of deal with the Republicans over this no-fly list idea and expanding it to ban people from being able to purchase weapons. Nancy Pelosi, a senior Democrat up on Capitol Hill, said basically the entire Republican Party acts as though it's been annexed by the National Rifle Association, and she held out very little hope for any kind of compromise arrangement.
Thank you very much for that, Simon. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, joining us this morning.